was some good effort at times here tonight for you guys, but man, just the first quarter run of 19-0 by Cloud County and then a big 17-0 run in the fourth quarter really, really kind of told the story tonight, and some scoreless droughts and field goal droughts for you tonight as well.
Yeah, you know what, the biggest thing for us tonight, we didn't follow the game plan. We had a scout put together, we had a game plan, and the kids just didn't follow it. So, you know, it showed, it really showed that, you know, we didn't do our part.
You guys used a lot of energy in that third quarter. You outscored them 34-27. That had to be probably one of your best quarters of the year.
You know what, it's tough for me to see anything good right now, to be honest with you. All I can do is keep fighting. We'll just go back and keep practicing hard until we figure it out. You know, hopefully the light switch will turn on at some point.
I know it's tough to see how things transpired here tonight. It was good to see, of course, for a while there, Talia Roberts, she was just blanketed all night, really did not get a lot of touches early on. But she ended up getting in there, getting five threes, ended up with 18. But Alyssa Boyce hit a career high tonight with 18 points. And she was hustling on both ends of the court there with her 18 points and had three steals.
You know, all of that comes from aggression, and that's something that we're trying to promote so much with this team. Our team's personality, I'm talking about every single girl, I mean every single girl on this team, their personality is so laid back. And they bring it on the floor. And, you know, we're trying to get them to understand your personality might be laid back, but now you're at work. This is your job. So you got to get hungry. You got to be aggressive. And so we're really struggling as a coaching staff to get these girls aggressive. You know, Talia and Alyssa, that's kind of what showed. It showed too late, but that's what showed a little bit of aggression. So if we can start out with that aggression, then it'll be a way better ball game.
And even tonight when your team was able to get some runs, in the first half, you were down 11, 31-20. Go in, I think it was Bellany who missed the runner on the left side. It went halfway in and out. That could have made it a nine-point game. First time in a while, you guys would have been in single digits. Clyde Kenny goes in and shoots a three. It seemed like every time you had the opportunity to cut in and closer to the deficit, you missed a shot, Clyde Kenny would hit one on the other end.
They make us pay, and that's one thing. It was in big, it was in bold on the scouting report. You have to outwork them because they will not stop working, and that's what they showed for 40 minutes. They're not going to let up. I just kept telling my team, they're not going to let up. They're not going to let up. Every time we make a mistake, they made us pay. They're a good ball club.
Well, an opportunity for you to come back home on Saturday. You take on the Allen Red Devils, an opportunity to get back home and maybe snap that skin and get a win at home.
We'll see.
All right. Well, Coach, thank you again for the time coming up here post-game. See you on Saturday.
Thank you. Thanks for coming.